Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Pleased to be joined by Wesley Woodyard as OTA practice is wrapped up over at St. Thomas Sports Park. He's joining us as he comes off the practice field. Wesley, good to hear from you, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. You have spent time learning new defensive systems over the last decade of your career. What has this defense installation been like so far for you?
I can tell you one thing, man. Anytime I can be in a system where one of my favorite and all time greats has played in this system, and Ray Lewis and Coach Pease, it's good to have another defensive mastermind in our room, in our hall. So, man, it's pretty good, man. This system is, you know, allowing us to make plays and just use our abilities and our smarts to do things. So, man, it's going pretty good. You know, we're installing a lot, but we're picking it up kind of fast.
Will you go back, or have you gone back and watched Ravens film to get ready for this system?
Of course. You know, it's the same system. You know, a few tweaks here and there, but you definitely got to watch some of the stuff that those guys put on film. And like I said again, you know, you can go back from years ago and pick up some film and learn from it. So it's always something that you can learn from that film that those guys play, because they play hard-nosed football in Baltimore.
Is it easy to pick up?
It's challenging. One day, you know, you'll think you have it, and then you might want to slip up and not get in your playbook, and then everything starts to spin. But, you know, you just got to stay focused and stay committed to learning the defense, because it's not the defensive system that we've been in the past 4 years to where you can come into OTAs and, you know, be lackadaisical with learning the plays. And this scheme and this system, it's all new terminology and a whole new system. So you got to be dedicated to your work.
Curious about this, Wesley, because, you know, every player is different. It's no different than taking a class. People learn things at a different pace. Rookies, everything's thrown at them at a crazy speed right now. But for you, during these OTAs, do you like whenever they're installing 10 to 25 plays a day? Or
what
is the pace like for you? What do you prefer?
Yeah, I prefer to get it all dumped on us now, so when you come training camp time, you know what to expect. And, you know, Coach Pease, he pulled a couple of the vets in and asked us, you know, our opinion about, you know, the install. And we told him, hey, you know, let's go. Let's learn everything. Let's see what we got out there. Let's see what we can roll with. And he took it, and that's what we're doing now. So, you know, there's no shortcuts to learning a new defense. Like I said, you just got to be committed to your craft and hone in on your skills.
Wesley Woodyard, our guest here on the Midday 180. Are first impressions big for you when it comes to the new guys?
Most definitely.
What's the first impression from Rashawn Evans to Wesley Woodyard?
You know, man, he's doing pretty good, learning the system fast. And, you know, we don't give rookies too much credit until we get in the training camp. But I can say, man, he's in the building, working hard, pushing himself. And that's for this moment right now, that's all you can ask of a guy. Is he trying hard? Is he doing his best? Is he giving his best effort in the building when he's here? And most definitely, that's what he's doing. And that's what all our draft picks are doing, and our undrafted free agents.
But it's more than just what you see on the field, right?
It is. It goes a long way with chemistry, and I can say, man, he fits pretty well in our group in the linebacker room, and I think that's the biggest thing. When you're a rookie, you know, you don't want to step on any toes, and you want to come in here and just work hard and, you know, not make any rifts in the team. And that's what these rookies, you know, that's what they understand, man. We're coming here to make the team better and to compete.
I know it's early, but with the carryover from last year on defense, now getting ready for this year, who are the leaders of this defense? Who's starting now to emerge as a leader on this defense?
Well, I mean, I think it goes easy with saying the same leaders are in place. You know, there's no change in that. Everybody's a leader. Everybody can step up and make plays and lead this defense. So, you know, no need to name guys who are leaders. We already know who we are, and everybody out there knows who they are. But, you know, I could definitely say we're pushing each other, and we're making each other better every day we're here at work.
Does your role change at all on the field this year compared to last year so far from what you can tell?
You know what, man? The only thing I'm worried about right now is just competing and making sure my role stays, you know, relevant and making sure that I'm out there as much as possible on the football field. So, you know, that's something that I'm excited going into year 11, and I get the opportunity to have fun in this game that I love to play in and compete and make our team better.
Wesley Woodyard, our guest. I mentioned this earlier. I've been eager to chat with you about this. So the Titans sent you down to Dallas for the NFL draft. You get there. Vince Young makes the first selection, but then John Robinson traded away the pick that you would have announced. So what did you actually do when you were there?
Hey, man, you know, I love VY, but I think John got a little nervous. He didn't want me to botch the name up, so he was like, abort, trade the pick. But no, man, it was a great experience, man. I got to really witness a few of the guys in the green room being drafted and just seeing the happy faces on their family, and that's something that I never got a chance to experience. So me and my wife, we actually flew down to Dallas, and we got to enjoy ourselves, you know, a free weekend away from the kids. And, you know, it was pretty cool, man, just to witness that whole atmosphere as a whole. And that's something that I'll never forget. Cause like I said, I didn't get to hear my name called out. And even again this year, I didn't get to call anybody's name out. So I guess the draft has something against me.
Well, something we may take for granted, and I guess we can ask you, cause you may have actually seen the card. Did it actually say Honor Landry on the card instead of Harold Landry? Was there a misprint?
You know what? Hey, man, I would plead the fifth on that one.
So, hey, did they give you a heads up that the Titans weren't going to trade back into the day two? Did they say, hey, you're done for the night? Or did you have to sit there through the entire two rounds?
You know, I didn't get any heads up. And okay. That's the way the game goes. You never know what would have happened. You know, like everybody knows they traded the pick, but you just have to stay there and sit and, you know, maybe they make a pick. You know, I was sitting at the same table with a guy from the Packers, and he was like, oh, you're in the same situation I am. I flew down here, and they traded away their pick. And Torres, I think it was like the 90th-some pick, he had to go up on the stage. So you just had to stay ready. But like I said, man, it was a cool experience. Me and my wife got a chance to just enjoy something that I've never seen and that she's never seen.
Well, yeah, you've experienced it now, what it's like there in Dallas to host a draft. The reports are Nashville will be awarded the draft for next year. Tomorrow, I believe it becomes official in Atlanta at the NFL owners meetings. What do you think it will be like for this city to host an event like that?
It's going to be wild, and now it's going to be really a good time for the NFL fans and all the fans out there to see how great the city of Nashville is, and as far as our fans and just a gracious host, man. You know, we've had several great events in this city, and I have no doubt that our fans are going to turn up and you know, tighten up and just show the whole NFL world that, hey, you know, Nashville is the place to be, and they're going to see it.
Wesley Woodyard has been our guest. Hey, man, always great catching up with you. Good to hear from you.
All right, Jonathan and Chad, y'all take care.
All right, Wesley Woodyard.
That was a great line about John Robinson got nervous after VY's snafu and traded the pick so he couldn't announce it.
Honor Landry.
He would be the one to know. He pled the fifth, but if anyone saw the card, it could have been him.